I would like to add something. I myself am from Nuremberg. The origin of all these discriminations and defamations of the human mind, the human body, origin is human life. The origin is a person being born. And then you have teachers who started inventing the whole notion of childhood and adolescence, and they developed a new category, and then psychiatrists came along, and ageism set in. So it's a type of racism. We don't have that word ageism in the German language, but discrimination based on age and categorizing people and judging them as to what they're able to do, not able to do, and isn't that also a type of racism, that there's this whole profession out there that categorizes people in order to be able to dominate them? And when we look at what has happened to young people and adolescents in the last 20 years and how they've been treated, I think even in the critical movement, it's been askew. It's been skewed, especially young people, adolescents, learning, training, planning their lives. I don't even want to go into their emotional lives, namely the ability to feel, to experience, to apprehend. There's been a major campaign against all those terrible emotions and feelings. Never has there been distinction made as to what all the desires and wishes of young people are that haven't been satisfied. And I think we have to be very careful in the work that we do, very careful not to discriminate children, young people, adolescents, because I do feel that is a major basis, namely the rights of young people. And it also ties in with what you're saying here.